What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And this is just now coming on in. The CSTO, Collective Security Council, is getting ready to send peacekeeping forces to Kazakhstan in order to stabilize the situation. And so it looks like that's definitely going to be a hot zone for the immediate future. Meanwhile, Russia is rolling out their new S-550 air defense system. It is said to be capable of hitting high-altitude aircraft and missiles, including hypersonic types. It's passed trials, and it's already in service. So that is... They're pulling ahead. That's just the way it is here. Getting to the economic news now. We've been looking at all this massive spending going on under the Biden administration, and they're still pushing for another $2.3 to maybe $4 trillion for these liberal social programs here. And it's just unrestrained. And all this spending and 20 years of war in Afghanistan have created a $29 trillion national debt that surpasses our country's entire $23 trillion gross domestic product. And that sum threatens to implode the country's ability to project power and protect itself. And very often I've said that we should not be going to war because we lack the four M's, which is money, manpower, manufacturing, and moral authority. We don't have any of those. This situation could definitely blow up in Joe Biden's face, and unfortunately, it would be a tremendous impact on all of us Americans here. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is out there announcing that he is going to whip inflation no matter how many billions of dollars it takes. And it's kind of interesting. Last week, Biden was blaming inflation on greedy meat packers. And now, all of a sudden, he's going to send $1 billion to the minor producers to improve their supply chain and their production capabilities here. Let's see. In 2021, mortgage lenders provided a record $1.61 trillion. All right. We have a caller on the line, and we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
So when it comes to NATO and UN, real quick, they technically have separate armies, right? They're on the same side, obviously, but they have their own standing armies,
they're
right?
They're two separate organizations and entities. NATO has its own military forces. The UN, in contrast, calls on the military forces of the member nations.
So basically NATO and UN are basically using the same resources, pretty much.
Well, yes, they would be.
Okay. So my point being is if they went to war with Russia, and then obviously China makes their move for Taiwan, obviously that would be good for them. And what would happen if we at the same time had our little revolutionary civil war to take back our country? Because if I remember correctly, Obama made it so that if we had a war in our country, the UN would be able to come in and like help us out and like clean everything up.
So well, the UN would come on in and put the American people down and keep the current government in place. I think that's what they mean when they say stabilization.
Yeah, but my point being is that they wouldn't be able to do that if they were going to war with Russia and China. At least it wouldn't be very easy to do at that point, right?
It would definitely stress the resources, yes.
Okay, so I just wanted to mainly I want to verify that if they did have the same army or were using the same resources. And,
well, you know, back during the American Revolution, one of the major reasons that the revolution was a success is that Great Britain was mired in a major war with France and didn't really have as many resources to send to the American colonies as they would have liked.
And wasn't it also that they did actually send an armada, but the Russians went and blocked it with their armada and sunk all... Basically, Russia sacrificed their armada, during that time, if I'm not mistaken. Or is that the Civil War that happened?
That's
that
the Civil War. That's the Civil War. Russia interceded because Europe wanted the Confederacy to win because they saw Lincoln's greenbacks as a tremendous threat to their monopoly over nations' money supplies.
Okay. All right, so that's what that was. All righty. So, okay, so those are just the questions that I had. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, you've got it. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, both Republicans and Democrats are considering another COVID stimulus of up to $68 billion to help restaurants, gyms, and small businesses through the Omicron surge. And it sounds like a wonderful thing to do, and it's probably going to help these restaurants, gyms, and small businesses. But ultimately, in the long run, because the government doesn't really have its own money, we will all pay for it with increased taxes down the road. That's just the reality. Anything the government gives out, it has taken away from somebody else. Okay, now, a while back, there was some concern being raised over retail stores starting to get involved in social justice issues, and it apparently has left a bad taste in the mouth of consumers. Somebody just did a poll, and they discovered about 88% of people say they have decided not to shop at a particular company in the past year based on the company's social position. And 2% said they chose to shop at a company because of its position on a social issue. And 10% said that they really hadn't cared one way or the other. But the trend is definitely there. The more these retail companies arrogantly go on out and try and mess with our society, they're going to hit the bottom line. It's definitely going to hit their bottom line. And what we're seeing the government do is privatize the dictatorship. You know, because of that pesky old constitution, the government can't censor us, so they get the private social media corporations to do it. There's a limit to how much social engineering the government can do, so they get the retailers to do it. That's what's going on. It's the privatization of the dictatorship. This was a little alarming. If you were expecting a gift last Christmas and you never got it, there may be a reason. Over in Oklahoma, almost 600 Amazon packages were dumped on December 31st in a rural area northeast of Oklahoma City. The packages had all been gone through. The goodies had been taken and discarded the rest. Apparently, books weren't really popular with the looters. They were still there. And all of the packages were supposed to arrive at their destinations by Christmas. The tracking information shows the packages left the Amazon facility to go to the USPS for delivery, but never arrived, and they're working to try and sort out the mess and identify, if possible, who the packages were going to and either get the package to them or replace whatever product had been ordered. Amazon is actually kind of good on that. We got a package from Amazon a while back, and we opened it up, and it was just this box full of reading glasses. And we called Amazon and said, well, we didn't order this, and please check if we're being billed for it. And they said, no, you didn't order it. You weren't billed for it. And I said, okay, well, where do you want me to send the glasses back to? And they said, oh, just keep them. Just keep them. So, by the way, this is not the first time this has happened. In November, some 400 FedEx packages were found in an Alabama ravine, apparently dumped by a former driver. So, It's not a secure system here. Meanwhile, in Turkey, inflation has hit 36.1%, way above estimates. Turkey is basically getting into hyperinflation, like we saw in the Weimar Republic. Meanwhile, China is expanding its network of more than 95 port facilities around the world and is working to establish a system of overseas military bases that will support President Xi Jinping's announced ambition for global commerce dominance. And they're saying basically this port network is part of the Belt and Road Initiative. This is a multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure and development program that has been worked on for nearly a decade. And China wants to cement its place as an economic superpower and win support in the developing world for China's products. So the latest edition of the network will likely be in Cuba. And the United States makes war and China is making deals here. Getting into immigration and globalism, another alarming article coming out of Investment Watch blog, America's demographics are changing dramatically because of illegal immigration. And a lot of people are talking about demographic replacement. We're seeing this war on white people. And by the way, they're not white, they're European. But they're being targeted. They're being discriminated against for COVID medications in some states. And meanwhile, the illegal immigrants are just pouring over the border. We all have to get, you know, vaccines and masks and tests. And those illegal immigrants, nah, just come on in. And they're bringing in all kinds of diseases with them. Now, getting on back to Senator Joe Manchin. He's out there saying that he opposes the Build Back Better budget bill, and a big stumbling block for him is Biden's stealth amnesty that was inside that bill. And it looks like that provision may be dead. They're still negotiating to try to get this thing through. But Manchin is sounding the warning that Biden might just try and rule by executive order to keep the border open. You know, stroke of the pen, law of the land kind of thinking, which is not what the United States is supposed to be. Now, Joe Biden is finally deporting some immigrants back to their home country. He is sending refugees back to Cuba. I don't think that's really going to solve the problem here. And we've been talking about all these midnight plane flights from the border into the interior of the United States. And the latest area where they're dropping them off seems to be Pennsylvania. But some of the illegal immigrant children have wound up at a New York adoption agency. And you know, scratch your head and say, why not send them back home to be with their natural parents is what I'd like to know. Over in Arizona, Carrie Lake is saying, we're going to do what Washington won't. We're going to finish the wall and defend our state. Good for her. And, it's a disaster. It's a slow-motion disaster. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Now, a while back, actually just a day or so ago, actress Emma Watson came on out on her Instagram account showing support for Palestine, which everybody in Israel went ballistic on, called her an anti-Semite, and they started to pile on. And Jon Stewart came on out claiming that author J.K. Rowling is an anti-Semite because of the way the goblins were being portrayed in the Gringotts Bank. And he said it's the worst of the stereotypes there. And Stewart saying, obviously was showing Jews running the bank system there. And surprisingly, there are Jewish organizations are defending J.K. Rowling and saying, sometimes a goblin is just a goblin. And, what are we going to do? Start canceling Tolkien and other fantasy books as well? And it's nonsense. It really, really is. Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, so call on in here. Now, there is a new project out there to decarbonize the entire planet, and they're starting to build a pilot plant out in Iowa that will suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere in the name of fighting global warming. The problem with that is, contrary to the EPA, which defines carbon dioxide as a toxic pollutant, carbon dioxide is an essential part of the chain of life here on planet Earth. Plants eat it. Plants need carbon dioxide. And if you go to commercial greenhouses, you will find they intentionally raise the amount of carbon dioxide inside their greenhouses because that makes the plants grow faster and produce more product. And if you have this giant machine sucking the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, sooner or later, global crops are going to fail. And that is going to cause massive famine all around the planet. And I really don't understand what they're thinking, or even that they're thinking at all. But we're in an age where it is firmly believed by the ruling class that politics can overrule science. And every time in history that that has been presumed, it has ended in an absolute disaster. If anything, we should be putting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere in order to stimulate more plant growth around the world, where there are already regions suffering from massive famine. You know, or maybe the plan is to kill all the plant life on planet Earth, so we have to go to the modern supermarket and buy something that came out of a chemistry kit. Okay. Lines are open, 512-248-8252. Last year in 2021, nearly 19 million firearms were sold, the second highest total on record, and no doubt a response to the skyrocketing crime triggered by the Defund the Police movement. And it's kind of weird. At the same time, the government is saying, oh, you got to give up your guns. Biden wants your guns. He doesn't want you to have the means to protect yourself. And we reported yesterday on the hypocrisy of Hollywood liberals who are out there saying gun owners should be disarmed, and yet at the same time, they themselves are arming up to deal with the crime that is happening around them. Little bit of good news and something to remember in the debate about personal defense here. There is a Lyft driver in Philadelphia. He's got a concealed carry license. And on Monday, some of his customers decided to turn into a carjacking duo, and he wound up shooting and injuring the two suspects as they attempted to steal his vehicle. Now, the rideshare driver, a 38-year-old man, was transporting a female passenger when he was rear-ended twice by a Honda Accord. And after being hit the second time, the driver got out of his 2011 Infiniti sedan to confront the two men who were in their 20s. That's when one of the men allegedly exited his vehicle and pointed a gun at the Lyft driver, demanding possession of the vehicle. And they are now in the hospital. Over in China, and again, China is doing some amazing things in science. They have created a project called the Artificial Sun. It is the latest iteration in the pursuit of hot fusion, and it reached a temperature of 70 million degrees centigrade. That's five times hotter than the core of our sun, and it held it for more than 17 minutes during a test. And this basically, they're on the doorstep of being able to build clean electrical power generation. No pollution, no radioactive waste to get rid of, and it's amazing. It really is. Okay, we've got another caller on the line. Allie in Toronto, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I know. You're an amazing person that speaks about the truth. And what's on my mind now is what's happening in Toronto.
Okay.
Because of the new mandates that are being put in place, and then the lockdowns that are maybe coming again, and then the flip-flopping of now they're making people, because I won't lie that I'm not vaccinated and I don't want to be. And the thing is that now if you're not vaccinated, they're making these new conditions, like as if it's going to change people's minds that, oh, you can't go to the movies, you can't. You can't go to the sporting events. Like, there's all these new rules they're trying to make as if, like, it's going to coerce us to do these things. But my question is that, look, it seems that the legal channel is being used right now. And I'm not sure if they're all bought off by these pharmaceutical companies, because it seems that whatever you say against their, I tried to write something on the comments page of their websites, like let's just say the Canadian Broadcasting or whatever those, and then they banned me. So
yeah,
you can't say anything against the narrative. And the narrative is that this is a vaccine that doesn't cure you, and they've openly said that. So why are you telling us to do that? And not only that, we can't even fly out anywhere anymore. We can't even drive across the border anymore.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Science analyzing heroin. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Back to our show here. We're talking with Ali in Toronto, and you were telling us about all the new restrictions to try and coerce Canadians into getting these experimental gene therapies, which really don't seem to work. They don't keep you from getting COVID. They don't stop you from passing it along, and they cause a lot of harm.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, sorry. And also the other thing, too, as well, is that when they were doing these analyzing of what is this vaccine, from what I heard, and there was this doctor that came on the Stu Peters show. I don't know if you know those people, but she's basically saying under 500 times magnification that she found this thing inside, and then she was saying, what is this? Why is it moving? And so she asked her other virologists or whatever their positions are that analyze these types of vaccines or therapeutics or the injections, and they said this looks like some kind of Hydra Tentura or something. That was discovered, and then I researched it, and it was like this, it's not an amoeba, but it's something like pretend you cut a worm in half and the worm will regrow. But if you try to cut this thing in half, it regenerates into a new one. It's like immortal. And now it's being put into all of these vaccines and all of the humans. And I'm not sure if I even believe these percentage rates that they're saying, once we get to 40%, then 60, then it went to 80. And it just doesn't seem like it's going to stop whatever percentage they're going to get. And not only that, is that if this is true, then it's basically because I don't even believe there are statistics that this many people have gotten vaccine, because why would they tell us that? They're going to send mobile labs kind of similar to that narco movie, and to make it easier for you if you can't go out and you're not able to make it because of your work and all this. It's like, I'm just thinking in my head, like, to what level then when they're going to start coming knocking? Look at what's happening in Australia now. Now the unvaccinated are going to be put in, like, it's like a quarantine camps. Like, I've never heard of this. This is 2021.
Yeah, it's you know, they're following the Australia model.
I know, but, I mean, do you think that our legal system will break them? Because it seems that, I'm not sure if they're bought off or what's going on, because I hear about these cases in the States, because pretty much what's ever going to happen in the world to us over here in Canada is that whatever the States will do is going to set the precedent for the whole world. And that's why I look at that guy, Governor DeSantis, because he seems to be one of the few people that are resisting them. And I hope that, you know, and now Trump is talking about he's taking vaccines, and I used to love him. And now all of a sudden I'm like, what are you doing? Have they bought you off now too? Because I don't know. Now you go on the show with the other talk show guy and you're like, oh, we got our boosters and like our bragging. I'm like so shocked and ashamed and disappointed, because this is one president that never started any war. And now all of a sudden it seems like he's already in the pockets now of these big pharmaceutical people that are making these decisions, because I don't think anyone is supporting that choice of his.
Well, you know, I would like to see Trump's current list of donors. He's obviously aiming for 2024, and he had been planning a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. He's canceled that now, and he's going to make the speech out in Arizona. But yeah, the pharmaceutical companies may have realized he stands a chance of regaining the White House, and so they're going to step up and, you know, write some really fat checks for his political campaign.
Yeah, but you think that now he's going to get the support from the people when he knew that if the Republic, it seems like most of the other side are against this.
And, I think his advocacy for the vaccines is definitely going to work against him in 2024. It's no way. I mean, by 2024, the true scale of this medical disaster is going to be apparent to everybody.
Just people are telling me that, look, I can't, it's called Hydroventura or something. It's like a Greek word. And if you want to Google that one day by yourself. And I forget the doctor's name, but she was on this other talk show person like you, because I listened to you when I was actually a young kid in school, and you were on YouTube, I think. And then I don't know, then somehow they've canceled you, cultured you on the YouTube, and now you got onto an independent broadcasting, which is way better for you now, because now they can't come in and say, oh, get him out. You know, that's not the narrative. If you write one thing against them, sir, and what they do is they ban you. Content deactivated. You are banned. So I'm like, why? I just said that. Like, I just say one thing against it. Like, for example, I'm not sure if you know, but there are the floodings that happened in British Columbia.
Yeah, I did. You know, we've had flooding. We had flooding here. In fact, it's still ongoing.
Yeah, so all these natural disasters are... look, I'm not saying for you to believe in any religions or anything. All I'm saying is that this is not normal. And not only that is the fact that our government now, what happened to this guy that all of a sudden he's like gone 360 and he's just like everything. He's like wearing a mask and then he's going and hug... Hello?
Okay. Ali, I'm sorry to cut you off here, but
I'm so happy to have spoken with you. You're such an amazing person, and God bless you and your wife, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're going to take another break.
512-248-8252.
We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And I did a little research during the commercial break. The Hydra vulgaris is a freshwater pulp. It grows in length from between 10 millimeter to 30 millimeter, and it's about 1 millimeter wide, which means it would be clearly visible inside those vaccine vials if it was really there. And certainly it's not going to fit through a vaccination needle. And they are not harmful to humans. They do have stinging cells to attack other single-celled animals in the fresh water that they live in. They're too weak to affect humans. So I don't know what this doctor thinks they found on the slide, but it's not that particular species of Hydra. Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Eric in Montana. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to clarify something that I brought up yesterday, and that's, we don't initiate violence. That's what government does, okay? They use their provocateur groups to go out and commit acts of violence against itself,
mm-hmm.
and then blame those of us who just want to be left alone, okay? We don't even want defensive violence, okay? We just want to be left alone. I mean, I don't know what other way to put that. You know, and but they don't know how to do this alone.
That's very well put. And, you know, there's nothing new. If you go back and you read the history of COINTELPRO, how they infiltrated and militarized the Black Panthers, they put out that phony Black Panther coloring book, and it's all part of keeping Americans turned against each other.
Yeah, it really is, and it's a sad situation.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you know, I wish it wasn't that way, you know. But you said something earlier about the slogan for the vaccine companies, or the pharmaceutical companies, and that you take your vaccine every so often. For the rest of your life, but I think it should be take your vaccines every so often until you die.
Well, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah. I think one's a little bit more dramatic than the other, but whatever. But, we appreciate everything that you do and that the network does. And, we hope to keep hearing from you all. That's all I got, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting into the science news here, the Webb Space Telescope is on its way to the second Lagrange point, where it's going to basically orbit the Lagrange point so it doesn't run into the debris that inevitably will have collected there. And they succeeded in successfully extending the five-layer sun shield. The tensioning is complete. And earlier today, they unfolded and latched into place the secondary mirror. So the next major operation for the telescope is to unfold the two outboard sections of the primary mirror and get them into location as well. There's a lot of other small systems that need to be worked on, little boost protect covers and things that need to be jettisoned and so forth. But so far, the James Webb Space Telescope is going off without a hitch, and I wish them a lot of luck. The other day I made a comment about the fact it's being so far away from Earth. I mean, you know, we could repair the Hubble with the space shuttle and had to on a couple of occasions. But it occurs to me that, you know, SpaceX, could send robots up to repair the Webb telescope should it need it. There's really no more need to send humans into space with the state-of-the-art of the robots there. But the James Webb's telescope is definitely on its way, and we're all looking forward to seeing some results. It's going to be about 6 months before we get real science out of it because of all the testing and aligning and, you know, calibration going on. Meanwhile, China has their Mars orbiter Tianwen-1, and they just released a photo of this orbiter circling above the North Pole of the Red Planet. And the way they got that photo is they have a detachable sensor that carries a couple of cameras, and you just basically moved away from the main part of the probe and took a couple of pictures, which were then sent back to Earth. So that's really cool there. Now, getting on to the DART mission, this is the one where they're going to crash a spacecraft into an asteroid and then see how effective it was at changing its orbit. It is starting to send back pictures as it approaches the asteroid. It's a binary asteroid system of Didymos and Deimos. They're single pixels in the image, but it is on its way, and they're sending the pictures. What DART is going to do is basically validate whether humankind can deflect an asteroid to stop it from hitting Earth. And then obviously it depends on what the asteroid is made of. If it's a solid piece of rock, this could very well work. If it's a loose pile of rubble held together by mutual gravity, driving an impactor into it might just shatter it into a bunch of other pieces. So you're going to have a lot of pieces coming down from the sky rather than one big one. But at least it's a step on being able to protect the Earth somewhere in the future here. down in New Orleans, the U.S. Marshals had an operation called Operation Boudat, and they basically rounded up 17 sex offenders, including a child rape suspect, and they managed to rescue five missing teenagers during the raid. So I'm glad that somebody is doing something about it. It's just awful thinking about what's going on here. Somebody made the comment, getting back to Ghislaine Maxwell and her and Jeff Epstein's predations on underage girls. Great that Ghislaine may be going to jail, but you know, what about all the men who availed themselves of Epstein's product line, if you will? Are they going to wind up like Andrew Cuomo? No charges for the sexual dalliances. Anyway, Ghislaine Maxwell is going to file for a new trial based on the fact that one of the jurors in her case had experienced sexual abuse as a child, shared that with the jury, and Ghislaine Maxwell's attorneys are saying, well, that skewed the jury's view of what was going on here. We're seeing a lot of spying going on the American people by the police, and not just the American people. Over in Great Britain, they're setting up a system of surveillance drones that will fly over the city, and the idea is that you'll literally be able to call the police and say, I think I'm being followed, and they will have a drone over you in a matter of minutes. But here in the U.S., law enforcement has been using unconstitutional digital dragnet searches to identify unknown suspects in criminal cases. Now, whether those searches are for everyone who was near a building where a crime occurred, or who searched for a keyword like bomb, or who shares genetic data with a crime scene DNA sample, triggered more and more of these searches. And there's an effort to rein in this unconstitutional law enforcement behavior. If you think you have a suspect, go to a judge, get a warrant. That's the way the Fourth Amendment works here. Now, a while back, there was this phone company called Anom, and it was an encrypted phone company that guaranteed the security of your messages. It turned out, unfortunately, to be very popular with criminals. It turns out now the FBI secretly took over the company and altered the telephones. So basically the phones, rather than being secure messaging, they recorded every message sent by the phone's user, and they also collected the user's precise GPS location and transferred that information to authorities. So don't take your phone with you if you're going to be doing something you're ashamed of. Down in Indonesia, the Semeru volcano has erupted. A lot of rocking and rolling going on in the Earth's crust right now. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Peter in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Mike. I haven't had
Same
a chance
to
say
it to you.
Mike, I don't know. I was listening to people and talking with some friends and relatives, as a matter of fact. And what I wanted to ask you about, and as a topic of discussion, is why do you think that so many people, educated, intelligent people, can take a look at the facts on the election? They can take a look at the national security state's involvement in the election. They can take a look at the Great Replacement, which is pretty clear, and the Great Reset, which is pretty clear, and critical race theory, which is pretty clear, and the ongoing wars and the fact that our justice system is absolutely inoperative. Mm-hmm. and yet these are intelligent people, but they can't bring themselves to look at the flame. They just want to look away.
There's a very simple explanation for that. Most people want to think of themselves as decent, moral people who would take a stand against wrong if they saw it. But once you're actually confronted with a government that is behaving the way our government is doing, you have to make a choice, which is, are you going to possibly, sacrifice your your quality of life, if not your life itself, by confronting it, or if you're just going to go on living at home and paying your mortgage and so forth. Most people really don't want to face that choice. And so as a result, they gratefully accept any propaganda that is handed to them so they can go on thinking, well, I'm a decent moral person. I would take a stand against injustice, but I don't see any injustice right now, so I'm going to go on doing what I do. And it's a bit of a self-deception and a fraud, but that is a mechanism by which dictators have been able to control populations. Do you remember in World War II they talked about the good German syndrome? And that was German citizens, even though aware of what the Nazis were doing, they kept thinking, well, if I don't get involved, everything will work out fine in the end. And in the end, of course, the German people lost their country.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's a moral cowardice, in my opinion. And it's also an unwillingness to come to terms that their belief system is built on sand.
Yes.
And everything that they had been vehemently defending, perhaps for years, is crap.
Yes.
Political correctness and the press, which is, you know, relentlessly propagandizing us, allows them to believe that and allows them to look away. But you know, for the good German thing, interestingly enough, and I know I've mentioned this before, where they're saying the Germans should have known about what was going on, the camps and all that kind of thing. Just to make a contrast, and it's a little off topic, but you know, all those camps were in Poland and Belarusia and mostly in Poland. However,
there was one just north of Munich. So, I mean, yeah, there were some of these.
Those weren't the alleged death camps. I've been there. I've been to Dachau.
When I took the tour there, they said it was a forced labor camp.
Yeah, yeah. And so was Bergen-Belsen also. And, yeah, there's a bunch of them. But all the ones that they alleged to be the death camps were in Poland. Now, nobody's trying to say that the press in Nazi Germany was free. So the Germans were completely, behind a controlled press. It was going on outside of their borders. The people in the military couldn't say because they could be court-martialed or shot under, you know, military law.
Yes.
However, if you want to contrast that with what we saw a couple of years ago with the Gazans, when they were having peaceful demonstrations inside their wired-in concentration camps, unarmed, and the Israelis would end up shooting several hundred a day, like every Friday.
Yeah, it went on for a long time, and the Israelis were using these special expanding bullets to maximize the damage, and they were basically shooting the Palestinians in the leg, which in most cases resulted in an amputation.
And Mike, that's with the allegedly free press in Israel, and
yeah,
with the Citizens' Army. That these were, some of these people were reservists who just go and like to shoot Palestinians on Fridays. And then they would cheer and set up their lawn chairs compare that. It's enlightening to think about it, really. But it never ceases to amaze me. You know, when P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute,
yes,
a lot of people take refuge in being a sucker. Yeah?
Yeah.
And a lot of people justify their whole belief system on being a sucker and knowing that they're afraid to look at the light. It's amazing to me, but we see it all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Well, that's it for me, Mike. I just wanted to make that point.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines. We're coming up to the end of the show. 512-248-8252. And a couple of little odds and ends stories to end the show here. Article out of the New York Post. Basically, there was a study published in BMC Psychology basically showing that people who are obsessed with celebrities tend to have lower intelligence. And this is a study that came out of Hungary. If you're obsessed with Kim Kardashian's rear end or are wondering if Bennifer are ever getting back together, you're basically you're not running on all cylinders, as it were. And so the research says that people obsessed with Hollywood gossip and A-list celebrities are not that smart, which is, I'm sure, going to be a big shock to all of you. Now, over at the Boy Scouts, they're dealing with an ugly situation. They were trying to come to an agreement with the 82,000 claims of childhood sexual abuse. They wanted to get them to agree to a $2.7 billion abuse settlement. I'm going to finish this story when we come back from these words from our sponsors, 512-248-8252.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back. back to our show here, and to finish up on the story about the Boy Scouts, as you know, they had that huge, huge scandal of scoutmasters sexually abusing the Boy Scouts. They're working on a settlement to settle 82,200 claims of childhood sexual abuse, and they basically came up short. They didn't have enough of the victims saying, yes, we're willing to go along with that. The idea is that the $2.7 billion abuse settlement would allow the Boy Scouts to come out of bankruptcy. All right, we're going to go to the phones now. Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm not in Nome presently. I'm back up here on in Talkeetna.
Okay.
Comcast Road, yeah, up here by the Bartlett Earth Station. I don't know if you heard about the crazy weather we've been having here in Alaska. They had an 80-degree swing in Fairbanks over Christmas.
Wow.
It went from minus 40 to plus 40. And then the big cold front came down and just iced everything up. They're talking about 100-mile-an-hour winds in Wasilla, there where Sarah Palin lives.
Hello? Did we lose
him.
Joe?
We lost him, Mike.
We lost Joe. All right, well, I'm sorry about that, and we're almost to the end of the show anyway. Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the warpath. I think Twitter overstepped its bounds by banning her, and Marjorie is saying Twitter has declared war on Republicans and wants to launch official investigations into the abuse of Twitter's position in the social media empire here. Now, odd little story that is coming on out. This is another one from Investment Watch blog. And over in London, it looks like something is about to happen. They've boarded up Nelson's Column, and they have physically removed the traffic cams in Trafalgar Square and Parliament Square. It looks like something may be about to happen. That they don't want anybody to see through unapproved, unofficial cameras or uncontrolled cameras. They've also boarded up Parliament Square, and that's a very worrying, worrying sign here. Okay, so let's see what else we've got here. Interestingly enough, the Fed named banks that got the emergency repo loans, but the corporate media is refusing to share that information. There's a news blackout on all of that information right now. Okay, we are pretty much at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Tom D is going to be on with Roger Sales. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born.
Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.